On the show today, we have Cornerstone Advisor Steve Williams and Terrence Roach giving us the 16th Annual Gonzo Banker Awards. So check it out. Gentlemen, how are you?
We're good. Hey, Mike, good to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you very much. And hey, you guys put out an annual Gonzo Bankers Award for this is the 16th Annual Gonzo Banker Award. But these aren't your ordinary run-of-the-mill awards. These are very unique. And if one of you guys want to start out, tell us about what's behind these awards. What are they all about? Especially to somebody brand new looking at these awards, you're going, what the heck are they talking about? So what's behind all this stuff here?
Well, I think Gonzo Banker was always intended to call out things we liked, call out things we didn't like, give pats on the back or pokes in the eye where we thought it was appropriate. And we just thought doing it once a year in one publication worked. Or the short answer is no one was giving out the awards we liked, so we decided to give them out ourselves.
Make your own. Exactly. Steve, anything to add there? I mean, this is...
No, I think, Terrence and I dreamt up Gonzo Banker 16 years ago in a cold place in Wisconsin, and it was that hunger to try to really have a frank talk about what's going on out there. We're kind of in another wave of innovation and things out there, and you know, can get ahead of your skis with too many big concepts and not much about who's really executing on this, what's real, what should we be focusing on. So that's always our attempt, is to kind of come back with some gritty observation on what's really going on out there.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of these awards, they're very tongue in cheek. Some are very humorous. Some are just off the wall. But I mean, that there's a seriousness to them as well. If you kind of peel back the onion a little bit. And right. And the first one, these are covering banks and they're covering credit unions. But for our show, we'll cover the credit union ones. And the first one up is a doozy. It's the Handy Handout Award from Tinker Federal Credit Union. If you guys could enlighten us, what's this Handy Handout all about from Tinker? This is actually quite clever, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I first of all, about Tinker, just a great organization. You're in a competitive banking market down in Oklahoma, and they've got a great brand out there. They basically are very financially education-oriented. So as I think about the Handy Handout, it was just, you know, another one of those things where they're getting very gritty, very member-focused, and kind of making that, kind of real, I guess, you know, so something very practical. And every time you're involved with them, they've got something cool and practical. So.
Exactly. And for those out there who, and we'll put a picture up while we're talking about this, but it's a pair of jumper cables, right?
Right,
and
right.
And it has their logo and stuff. And I went, what a great idea. I mean, this is something you use all the time, you know?
Well, and Sam Kilmer, who was at the meeting from our team, it's, let's jumpstart the year. So it was fun.
I like that as
but
well.
But a great organization. Probably an interesting number that everyone should know about Tinker is over 20,000 citizens of Oklahoma go through their financial education every year.
Oh, wow.
It's just a fabulous movement they've started down there.
Good folks.
Yeah, you can talk about all the financial needs people have, but everybody's got a battery that does.
Exactly. Me included. I always carry a pair of jumbo cables with me everywhere. So, all right, guys, next one here. 2016 Gonzo Marketing Medal goes to one of my favorite credit unions out there. They're so forward-thinking. Elevations Credit Union. What did they do to win this medal?
Yeah, Terrence, you saw that at the payments roundtable, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, they did a series of TV ads, and you can look at them, you can go out on the web and look at them, that were really just funny. I mean, it was good humor, and what was really cool about it is a credit union that so clearly cares about their members and so clearly cares about excellence just had fun with it.
Good.
And it's really refreshing just to see someone who was having that much fun publicly and kind of willing to laugh at themselves a little bit. But behind it was there was real seriousness there because there's a kind of a subtle message when you watch them that we really care about our members.
Yeah, indeed. There's such I see them in the news all the time, you know, whether it's marketing stuff, technology stuff. So they're really pushing that proverbial envelope.
What really got the award, though, I got to tell you, is they were just funny. Go watch them. They're funny.
Well, we will definitely air them and post them for everyone to watch them. So the next one is Best Pragmatic Use of Salesforce, and that's Schools First Credit Union out here in California. What did they do to win the Salesforce? What's going on here?
Yeah, well, as everybody knows, Schools First, formerly Orange County Teachers, so if you've been in the industry a long time, it's always been one of the best regarded credit unions for that member loyalty. They are still education-based. And so, you know, you would think they were a community credit union by how large and fast growing they are, but it's literally that word of mouth and those relationships that they've done to build it, starting with Rudy and now Bill Cheney running the place. But what they did, candidly, is they just were very good at capturing when they went out to school districts and their specialty employer groups, you know, what did we do? How much did we spend? What kind of impact did we get? And it's just a wonderful way because they're really learning about how to make business development more effective without getting all, you know, pie in the sky about Salesforce and other things. It's very pragmatic. And I think they look to continue that as they build CRM for the future. But in the meantime, there's a lot of, Mike, a lot of places struggle with the effectiveness of our business development group, especially now that more members are using digital and looking for, you know, and so this is kind of the old street war you fight with going out and engaging with members. I think what they're doing is giving the a system to prove where do we spend our dollars and where do we get the best impact for our members.
Indeed, indeed. Next one up on the block here, the trends that must expire by 12/31/16. All right, we've passed that mark. Can you explain this one? What trends must expire? What are we sick of, basically, here?
It's related to, and it's great, it's when we always kind of get a trend that has some merit to it, and we immediately kind of all hug the fluffy stuff and don't get into the grit of we're running a business that needs to add value for our member owners. So it's the member experience side. It's wonderful that we woke up and said it's as much the experience now as the products or services. However, what we've got is a lot of kind of unguided member experience discussions that A, aren't going into implementation or aren't measuring kind of did we get better results.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, I think what we're saying is we can't have these meetings without talking about it. If we spend all this time and ask IT and our vendors to improve the member experience, where's that going to show up in our net promoter, in our increased cross-sell, in our increased member acquisition? And our take is the discussions aren't happening enough right now to make that really beefy from a business standpoint.
So is it like you can't like prove the member experience, or nobody's bothering to prove the member experience?
You know, our take is that, you know, we're spending a lot of time in meetings and we're coming up with a lot of ideas, but we're not trying to build that connection.
Gotcha.
And the truth is there is no shortage of ideas for how to improve the member experience.
Oh, yeah.
There is limited resources down in IT and in the operating budget and time with our vendors. We've got to prioritize that stuff. And it should be on things that really matter or can help drive the business.
And if you think about experience, it is one part grand design, certainly, but really at the end of the day, it's a very gritty front-end execution process that has to solve very specific customer and member problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it occurs. It's at the front line when you start really working through the detail of what has to happen.
Indeed, indeed. All right, let's go to some more general ones here, some that kind of stood out for me. Saber rattling. I love this one. This award goes to Visa and Walmart. What's up here, guys? What's going on?
So Walmart and Visa have been in court since we were in high school, probably, arguing over things. And the latest act of posturing was Visa announced that they were not going to take, Walmart announced they weren't going to take Visa cards at two of their Walmarts in Canada. Cute kid.
Yeah, it's my other video Walmart.
Hi. So then Visa, not to be outdone, put an ad in the paper in these two communities and said they'd give a Visa gift certificate to anybody who spent a certain amount of money not at Walmart.
What?
And so we were watching this thinking, this is like watching two fourth grade bullies in the schoolyard throwing lines in the dirt saying, don't step over that, don't step over that.
Right.
Now, and the point we had was, why is this good for consumers? Why is this good for members? Why is this good for purchasers? Now, the good news in this one is, they announced last week that it's all over. Visa's not going to give the gift card. Walmart's going to take Visa in those stores. Our theory here is that it was the Gonzo Banker Award being published that forced two CEOs to call each other.
I like it.
All right, we got to stop doing this.
Power of the bully pulpit, right.
Exactly. You guys have a lot of influence. I like that. Congratulations. All right. The other one that kind of stood out for me was the Whatever Happened To Award, and this one goes to MCX. What happened here? There was so much chatter and talk about these folks.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, when you looked at the sheer power that they could put into building a payment system with rewards, with private labeling, the real issue with MCX a couple of years ago was Now that they had all that wallet information, could they then start bypassing the Visa and MasterCard rails and really put a significant dent in interchange revenue for credit unions? Mm-hmm. And what's interesting to us is for all the names you had, there was Walmart, there was Shell, there was 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
they just couldn't get it together. And the latest is that MCX has now announced they're doing something with Chase Pay.
Oh.
But, you know, I guess our whatever happened was, while our $800 million and $900 million credit unions are able to do a campaign and get a card issued, MCX just couldn't pull it off. Our take was that many big companies just can't agree on anything.
Yeah, and sometimes when these big pronouncements and unveilings of victory at the onset are announced, we have to be skeptical of them. And I think an important kind of guide in that, Mike, is if it's something that was MCX was essentially the Interchange Reduction Act of retailers. It wasn't birthed for to be disruptive for the customer or member's benefit. Mm-hmm. A lot of things these days, we look over what's going on in the economy, it's people creating new ways of adding value. This was not, from the consumer's point of view, a new way of adding value.
No, this was to reduce,
it
was ultimately to reduce cost. Interestingly, right. I have to give a call out. At our payments roundtable that we do every year, 2 years ago, MCX was the big topic. And every payments person from credit unions that was in the room said, we don't think they're going to be able to pull it off. Wow. And at the time, I thought, they are crazy not to be worried about this. Oh. And they turned out to be right. Wow. Good for them.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right, to wrap up here, guys, I want to get a couple of your favorites. I mean, Terrence, what was one of your favorites? And Steve, one of your favorites to kind of wrap up here, if you guys want to, because there was a whole bunch of them listed here. We can only cover sure. so many of them. But if you guys, each of you have a favorite, that would be cool to hear what you guys were stood out for you.
Yeah, well, one of them, just real quick, on the Gonzo Banker of the Year, which was a banker. I think what's so fun about our industry right now, Mike, is that we always kind of go to conferences and worry about the big guys have got the game rigged and et cetera. But as long as we've been doing the awards, mid-sized institutions out there have been creating value. So I use an example of a bank that literally was birthed from, you know, a small bank getting 100 employees at one time from a big bank. And then now is looking at a $4 billion sale to a Canadian bank. I think what's really important is below too big to fail and above too small to succeed, there is a group of troublemakers, we call them out there, the mid-sized banks and credit unions, are really creating a lot of value. And I think there's going to be a lot of action there coming up. And I think as long as we keep an eye on what the disruptors are doing to change the business and adopt that, mm-hmm. We're bullish on the group that we get to work with. They do things that the textbooks would say aren't supposed to be done anymore.
Excellent. Hey, one other thing before I get to you, Terrence. Are we going to be sick of the word disruptor by the end of 2017?
We're sick of it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm just wondering. It seems to be out there a lot. But I mean, but it's true, though. I mean, there's a lot of disruption out there, and it has to be addressed. So
yeah, that's my point. There's a lot of disruptors, but most have not created $4 billion in incremental market value.
Right.
The truth is there are banks we've never heard of who keep doing that over a 10-year period.
Yep.
And that's really something fun to watch is how we're integrating these into real businesses that create real value.
Indeed. All right, Terrence, let's wrap it up here. What do you got?
Mine's a little more on the operations side, reflecting an old ops guy versus Mr. Big Picture Williams here. Mine goes to Space Coast for the conversion that they pulled off in 2016. After 13 months of preparing one of the most complex conversions we have ever seen, and you know, if they all come down to one big weekend, it was the weekend Hurricane Andrew hit Florida. And I thought,
right.
I have never seen a bigger hurdle to get over in my life. And to their credit and the vendor's credit and everybody's credit, they got back together and did that conversion 5 weeks later.
Wow.
It was absolutely one of the best come together and fix a huge problem efforts I've ever seen. So that's my favorite of the year.
Well,
yeah, and that's a good point is when the vendors, you know, we beat up on vendors in Gonzo Banker. We also try to give them the thumbs up when they perform. And this was a case where everybody did their role and it wasn't an easy situation. And that's what we like to salute, the people who stay in the trenches, get their fingernails dirty, make real change happen.
So for all the big picture and disruptors talking and all the articles, a number of vendors and a bunch of people at Space Coast pulled off a nearly impossible task.
No doubt.
So you know what? Good for them.
Right on, right on. Taking on Mother Nature, by golly, and we took them down. All right,
right.
Nice. Or took her down, rather. Sorry. All right, guys. Well, thanks again for another rousing round of great awards for 2016. We look forward to 2017.
We do too.
It's going to be a great year. We're so glad, Mike, we finally got to see in person the chairman of the board of CU Broadcast. So please tell her we said hello.
She left the
building. She is adorable.
Thank you. That's one half. There's another half. There's another identical half to that chairman of the board. So they run the household definitely here. So thanks again. Appreciate the time as always, guys. And let's check in again down the road, all right?
Okay, we'll talk soon.
Take care.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Got to say bye.
Bye-bye.